Dear Nikita Davan, dear Sarah Sharma, dear Christoph Mellers, ladies and gentlemen, we are extremely pleased that despite the fine weather, you have found your way to us in order to discuss justice in the context of our Dictionary of Now series. With this series of lectures in the context of 100 years of now, we focus on concepts that should serve to think global universalisms at the time of the Enlightenment and afterwards. Starting from these levels of meanings, we situate these terms against the backdrop of a changing present. In this way, a new narrative of the dictionary itself emerges because we use our 12 examples to show concepts and movements, and we do not provide definitions. As the short clip on the work 75 Watts by the artist Cohen van Baarle has just shown, questions of justice in our present time can not only be raised in disputes in court in relation to income differences or with regard to gender equality. Oftentimes, these questions lie hidden in the infrastructures of our planetary coexistence. What universal concept of justice could reflect the fact that objects and technologies, such as our telephones or cameras, are oftentimes manufactured in China under unacceptable conditions? And what planetary legal system would do justice to the fact that these objects produce a choreography of bodies that may not meet the requirements of these bodies? For their performance, the London artist designed an object that had no other function than to evoke a certain, always identical sequence of movements in an existing assembly line factory in China. In that way, they show that it is the unequal global conditions of production that create and exploit the human body. But do things, objects care if they are doing justice to our body? 75 Watt, that seems to be a central work for the issue of justice in our current conditions, its conditions, its limits, and the deficit in the dialogue and in the discourse, because national regulation loses influence. That also means that justice as a normative term is termed because the times and practices of social injustice have shifted. Sarah Sharma researches the many levels of a new time-based inequality in a capitalist technoculture. She talks about a biopolitics of temporality that results from the fact that speed and production pressure can be continually increased through technology and logistics. In her lecture entitled Social Injustice Warrior, Sarah Sharma deals with a highly topical debate on the question of who is entitled to injustice at all. Against the background of the Me Too discussion, she analyzes who can claim the experience of injustice and by what means conservative opponents deny this right. Here, too, the technologies play a central role. Christoph Mellers will address justice as a normative concept, a concept that must be translated into law in each and every individual case. This also means that perceived injustice or even the concrete experience of injustice, for instance, the exploitation of workers, can be based on applicable law. The greatest crimes in human history were often considered legal in the surrounding legal system. The question is, how can we escape the dilemma that justice is more or less a feeling that can hardly be transferred into something like a universal law? Today's challenges, such as climate change, the global distribution of resources, or global migration movements, unfold within a network and nexus of regional, national, and global interests and problems. These are complex, historically developed inequalities. Nikita Dhawan has described these different situations very aptly. I quote, "We are all facing the same storm, but we are not sitting in the same boat." So the storm around us is the same, but not all of us are on board. This is also evident when we look at the ideals of enlightenment and human rights, which should apply to everyone, but they are not at all universally applied. It is a great honor and pleasure for us to have three excellent speakers tonight that are going to highlight this topic from very different perspectives and angles. Let me introduce them. We will first hear Sarah Sharma. She participated in our festival 1948 Unbound, but she also held the Marshall McLuhan lecture at the Transmediale some years ago, and she's become a very important voice in the Berlin debate. She lives and works as a professor of media theory in Toronto, where she also heads the McLuhan Center for Culture and Technology. Her research focuses on feminist approaches in the context of technology, with a particular focus on issues of work and time. Her most recent publication is called In the Meantime, Temporality and Cultural Politics. The book was published in 2014. The second speaker this night will be Christoph Müller from Humboldt University. He's a professor for public law and philosophy of law, and he is a permanent fellow at the Wissenschaftskolleg Berlin. His research focuses on German, European, and comparative constitutional law, democracy theory, and theory of social norms. Previously, he was professor of public law at the universities of Münster and Göttingen. He was a visiting professor at Budapest, Princeton University, and Paris University. From 2011 to 2014, he was a part-time judge at the Higher Administrative Court of Berlin-Brandenburg. He's the winner of the Gotthold Wilhelm Leibniz Prize of the German Research Foundation. He was awarded this prize in 2016. I also would like to welcome Nikita Dhawan. She is professor of political science, political theory, and gender studies, and director of the research platform Gender Studies, Identities, Discourses, Transformations at the University of Innsbruck. Coming from postcolonial studies, she deals in particular with the legacy of the Enlightenment period, and she looks for possibilities to make these universalist approaches of the philosophers of that time applicable for a post-colonial debate on justice. Among her most recent publications are Decolonizing Enlightenment, Transnational Justice, Human Rights and Democracy in a Post-Colonial World, and Global Justice and Desire, Queering Economy. In 2017, she received the Käthe Leichner Prize for her research in the field of women and gender studies, as well as for the promotion of the women's movement and her services for promoting gender equality. Now I would like to invite our first speaker, Sarah Sharma.